Greetings, this is the Great One himself with an Anarchy Moment. This one might be pretty short, because first of all, I'm hungry and I need food. Second of all, I have disc 3 of the final season of Spartacus to go and watch. I almost didn't even record an Anarchy Moment, I almost just went with Spartacus. So you're competing with Spartacus right now, right here. You're lucky you're winning. Here's something I want to toss out. This has surfaced in a couple of different places. There's a misconception about libertarians, but there's a concept. I'm also, because words are important, terminology is important, I'm really trying to move away from using the term libertarian when I'm trying to be precise, simply because libertarian has been so co-opted by the right wing, by the Republicans, by the conservatives, in a desperate attempt to save themselves from degenerating and in an attempt to free themselves from the fact that just as liberal has become a dirty word, conservative is also becoming a dirty word. There's this notion floating around that if you're a libertarian, you must be accepting of all things. And this is absolutely 100% untrue. Now, first of all, if you're an ANCAP or if you're a libertarian, if you are a person who adheres to the zero aggression principle and the idea of property rights, I also don't like property rights because because as I've said before, there is no fucking such thing as rights. There are no rights. The only rights you have are the rights that you can keep. And so I'm currently mulling over new terminology to replace property rights, because every time I say property rights, it resurrects the specter of the concept of rights, which do not exist. And I feel like it throws a spanner into the works philosophically. And I really want to get rid of this whole concept of rights because they don't exist. Okay. If you're a person who adheres to the zero aggression principle and a person who respects property rights, first of all, you cannot be in a state of mind where anything goes and anything is permissible, because of course, anything which infringes upon the property rights of another person or upon your property rights, and anything which is the initiation of force against another person, well, those things cannot stand. So right there, basically in that sense, the idea that somebody who is an anarcho-capitalist is going to be approving of everything is nonsensical. But let me drill this down a little more too, because I mean, that's probably obvious in a lot of ways. So let me drill this down a little bit more to what I'm saying. And specifically, and I'm going to talk more about this because there's something coming that it's coming out tomorrow on the internet, and I haven't read it yet, but I know the gist of it, and there's going to be some, I'm going to be doing some discussion about this, and this is something of a lead up to that. And so what I'm talking about here is shaming. For example, Return of Kings website did Fat Shaming Week, where they spent an entire week on the internet shaming fat women. And people who are outside of the anarcho-capitalist and libertarian movement want to say to libertarians, you can't engage in shaming other people for their behavior because libertarians are supposed to approve of everything. They want to say, well, you cannot disapprove of people, for example, for being homosexual or being transsexual, because libertarians are supposed to be approving of everything. And this is absolute fucking horseshit. first of all, the aspect of shaming, in generally speaking, before we start getting specific to shaming fat people or shaming homosexuals or shaming transsexuals or, you know, shaming government employees or what the fuck ever. There is nothing in anarcho-capitalist belief that says shaming is a bad thing. In fact, ANCAP society would, to a very large extent, be based on shaming people, because shaming is a facet of shunning people. Again, even you hear even Stefan Molyneux talking about this, right? What's he always saying in ANCAP society? You have insurance. So you have insurance for this, insurance for that. And if you don't pay your insurance, right, let me back up a second. Let me come at this with a little bitter. So as Stefan Molyneux would argue, you're in an ANCAP society and somebody borrows a bunch of money and then doesn't pay it back. So they would have insurance covering them to do stuff like that. So the insurance company would pay that money back to the lender. But then at the same time, the insurance company would say to the borrower, look, you made this agreement to pay back that money and you didn't do it. We're not going to cover you anymore. And they would shun this person. So then the rest of society would see that this person didn't pay back the money. And other people would say, hey, we're not going to do business with you either. You know, we're not going to sell you electricity. I'm not going to sell you food. We're not going to let you in our restaurant. So ostracism or shunning or shaming, you can call it any of those three words. It's the same thing. There is nothing about anarcho-capitalism that says shaming people for not paying their debts is wrong. Shaming people for not paying their debts is, in fact, an integral part of an anarcho-capitalist society. So shaming in and of itself as a concept is not something that libertarians or anarcho-capitalists have to avoid engaging in. Now, as for who they choose to shame, in this case, we talked about a person not paying his debts. You could shame somebody who's a rapist. But if you're an anarcho-capitalist, can you shame somebody for being fat? Well, of course you can. As long as you are not violating their property rights, which you're not doing by shaming them for being fat, and as long as you're not initiating aggression. Now, of course, the liberals out there, the left-wing statists, are going to say, oh, but making fun of people is aggression against them because words hurt people's feelings. And this is a big, big debate. And I mean, it's a legitimate debate. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to minimize the debate. There's arguments to be made here. There are those who say, of course, that words are aggression. When you call a fat person fat, that's aggression. Okay, I can understand how many of you would make that argument. You're wrong, but I understand how you make that argument. And the reason you're wrong is very, very simple. When I'm making words right now, they're going into my Zoom H2 recorder, and I'm going to put them on the website, and you're going to listen to these words. So you're listening to these words right now, and many of you are, of course, totally offended by this, and you think I am creating aggression against you right now by saying that in an anarcho-capitalist society, shaming fat people is perfectly okay. Your response to my words is entirely under your control. Now, your response to my words has been conditioned by society and by your own behavior and by your past and by your inability to think, but none of that is my problem. Your response to my words is entirely under your control. In an anarcho-capitalist society, people can shame women for being fat. And fat women can shame people who try to shame them, which is exactly what's happening right now. It's called feminism. And you'll notice that none of the people who say you can't shame fat women none of those people have a problem with fat women shaming skinny women. I mean, how often do fat women accuse skinny women of having eating disorders? I know a lot of skinny. I mean, I have a friend, and this came up in conversation about 2 weeks ago. We were just somehow or another, we got on a topic, something like this, and she was talking about how other women are always telling her she is too skinny and she needs to gain weight. And what have I said before about women? Women always want other women to get fatter because fat women can't lose weight, right? And as I've said this a million times already, women, men compete and raise the bar for everybody. Women attempt to drag everyone down because no woman is ever going to attempt to elevate herself. So she's got all these women telling her she's too skinny. My friend is not too skinny. Her body is, and I'm not sexually attracted to her at all. If I was, I'd be happy to say so because I don't have a problem saying that. But her body is absolutely perfectly fantastic exactly the way it is. She works outdoors a lot. She does a lot of things that she doesn't spend a lot of time at a desk. She's got great muscle tone. Hell, her muscles are fucking bigger than mine are. I mean, her body is fucking perfect. She has no excess body fat. She's great curves. There's nothing wrong with her. There's nothing fucking wrong with her body, which is, of course, why other women are trying to tell her that she needs to be fat. Because other women are fat. And other women are intimidated by a woman who's more physically attractive than they are. So what do? They attempt to shame women who are skinny. They attempt to shame women who are attractive and manipulate those women into being fatter and less attractive. So for the feminist, shaming is a perfectly legitimate tactic, except when it's used against them. In an anarcho-capitalist society, shaming is a perfectly legitimate tactic at all times because it's what anarcho-capitalism is based on. One of the things it's based on is just the social pressure of the group. You don't get people to lose weight by passing laws, by using the violence of the government, by pointing a gun at them. You get people in a society to lose weight by simply making fun of them. Or by saying, again, why is it the insurance companies can charge more money to people who smoke, but are they charging more money? The health insurance under Obamacare charges you more if you smoke cigarettes. Well, does Obamacare charge higher premiums if you're fat? So we can shame smokers, but we can't shame fat people because fat people are just this sacred aspect of our society that can't be touched. And of course, in the statist society we live in right now, why are fat people so sacred? Well, because fat people consume a lot of food. Fat people buy a lot of food. Where does food come from? Multi-billion dollar international agricultural corporations. Because the fat people aren't eating healthy food, right? They're not buying local organic produce and shit like that. These are the people eating the shit made by ADM and Monsanto, and these are the people going to Burger King and McDonald's. The fat people are the people who are eating primarily the feed that is produced from the chemical mills of the multi-billion dollar agricultural business. So this is why fat people are protected, because fat people also pump a lot of money into the healthcare system. And fat people pump a lot of money into the agricultural industrial complex. This is why fat people are protected and we can't shame them. So when I have people telling me, and I've had people tell me this is where this comes from, well, you claim to be a libertarian, you can't make fun of fat people, you need to accept everybody. That's what libertarianism is. No, you stupid motherfucker. Libertarianism, anarcho-capitalism, does not mean accepting everybody. You don't have to accept homosexuals to be an ANCAP. You don't have to accept fat people. You don't have to accept black people. You don't have to accept white people. You don't have to accept jack shit. What you have to do to be an anarcho-capitalist is you have to respect other people's property rights, and you have to not initiate aggression against them. So you can disapprove, and I'm using homosexuals because this is a good, and it's a good, great controversial example, which pisses people off, which is, for those of you who are new, my goal with this podcast is to piss in people's cornflakes. The more people hate me, the better I feel. You can be an ANCAP and disapprove of homosexual behavior. What you can't do is be an ANCAP and initiate aggression against homosexuals. You can't be an ANCAP and send the government to initiate aggression against homosexuals for you. You can't be an ANCAP and steal property from a homosexual. But you don't have to approve of homosexuals' behavior. And I don't really, I do understand why this is so complicated, actually, because again, because people don't define their terms, and because people don't really understand what they're talking about, and people out there who don't know anything about libertarianism want to talk about libertarianism, and you got people like Glenn Beck who calls himself a libertarian and just like makes me want to shoot myself in the face, and all this other stuff. So in a way, I can understand why some of you out there are really fucking confused about this, and why you think that being a libertarian means you have to, that a person who is a libertarian is a person who must approve of everything else and cannot be critical of other people. And again, the idea that believing in the zero aggression principle and property rights means that you somehow give up the privilege of being critical of other people. Again, I'm using critical in the philosophical sense, not the lay sense where, oh, you're criticizing me. I mean, to be critical is to evaluate, right? You build a fucking chair. You are critical of the chair you built. You evaluate the chair. Is it built well? Does it look nice? Is it going to hold up the weight of a person sitting on it? Does it match the other three chairs that you've built? Is it too tall? Is it too short? That is to be critical of the chair. To be critical of something is to evaluate it. And to be a anarcho-capitalist or to be a libertarian does not mean that you've said, I'm not going to evaluate the things around me. You can evaluate homosexuals. You can evaluate fat people. And you can find those things lacking if that's where your thinking takes you, right? I, for example, unlike many people in the manosphere, I don't particularly find homosexuals to be problematic after being critical of them. I mean, yes, I find the GLBT movement to be flawed and dangerous and fucked up, yes. Just as the feminazi movement, the femistatist movement, is flawed and dangerous and fucked up, but that doesn't mean all women are fucked up. Just like the failings of the GLBTers are not the failings of everybody who is a homosexual. And certainly you can, I can, anyone can, be critical of fat people and find failings with them. So just to wrap it up, so I can go eat some food and watch Spartacus. No, if you are an anarcho-capitalist, you still get to be critical of other people. You still get to shame other people if logic and reasoning determines that those people deserve to be shamed. You just can't initiate violence against them, and you can't violate their property rights. And making fun of people who are fat, specifically women who are fat, and pointing out the flaws in their logic is not aggression. It's simply intelligence.